Julie, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. And mama anyway, too. Well, mama, she done told me. Papa done told me, too. Son, that guy you fooling with, she
early, early Elvis Presley. His first single, in fact. That's all right, mama. That guitar being played is Scotty Moore. And Elvis's longtime guitarist died at his home in Nashville on this day 3 years ago, 2016, at the age of 84 years old. Sun Records' Sam Phillips paired Moore with a teenage Elvis Presley, and they recorded That's All Right, Mama. It was only meant to be an audition, but the trio made history and made the song you hear right now, That's All Right, Mama. From Elvis, Scotty Moore, his fine guitarist, died on this day 3 years ago in 2016 at the age of 84. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to the Friday edition, which is very much like the other editions, except there is no show tomorrow on Saturday. We're back on Monday, though. And I'll be back with you on Monday morning here on the program and through Wednesday of next week as Steve takes some time off. No debates next week, but we'll still have plenty to talk about and all the things that are stacking up over here on my mound of material to discuss with you. We'll pick it up next week. We'll have plenty of time. I found the cut I was looking for. It was, as I mentioned previously, all my fault. I had failed to write this down, that I had this cut even available. So it's Pete 2. I tried Pete 1. That was not the right button to push. We'll try Pete 2. So setting it up again. Setting it up again, we have a question about whether or not candidates on stage would cover, have taxpayers cover the health insurance for illegal immigrants in the country. Every single hand goes up. 10 hands go up. Every candidate says yes. Got a follow-up question here from Savannah Guthrie.
Mayor Buttigieg, why? Mayor Buttigieg, why?
Because our country is healthier when everybody is healthier. And remember, we're talking about something people are given a chance to buy into. In the same way that there are undocumented immigrants in my community who pay. They pay sales taxes. They pay property taxes directly or indirectly. This is not a handout. This is an insurance program. And we do ourselves no favors by having 11 million undocumented people in our country be unable to access health care. But, of course, the real problem is we shouldn't have 11 million undocumented people with no pathway to citizenship. It makes no sense. And the American people agree on what to do. This is a crazy thing. If leadership consists of forming a consensus around a divisive issue, this White House has divided us around a consensus. The American people want a pathway to citizenship. They want protections for dreamers. We need to clean up the lawful immigration system, like how my father immigrated to this country. And as part of a compromise, we can do whatever common sense measures are needed at the border. But Washington can't deliver on something the American people want. What does that tell you about the system we're living in? It tells you it needs profound structural reform.
Vice President Biden, I believe
Mayor
you said
Pete
that
Buttigieg there talking about covering all illegals with health care, taxpayer-funded health care. He says yes. They all say yes. The amazing thing here, and we talk about how quickly and how far and how fast Democrats are racing toward the left fringe of their party. It was just 10 years ago, right? Yes, 10 years ago. The Joe Wilson, you lie moment during President Obama's State of the Union address, right? And just 10 years ago, the president was trying to defend Obamacare from accusations that it would cover illegal immigrants. It would give them coverage. And of course, that was politically toxic. And so the president did not want people to think that what was going to happen, even though if you look at the language, it probably was true. Joe Wilson screams out, "You lie." And of course, criticism falls upon him. The president himself, though, defending his policy and saying, no, we would not cover illegals. Come on. No. 10 years later, you have every single Democrat on stage saying it's the right thing to do. We have to do it. We can't do without it. We can't do without American taxpayers footing the bill for health coverage for illegal immigrants. That's what people said on the stage last night. Let's get in here. That's going to be a little bit too long. Talking health insurance, go to Gillibrand One. This is a talk last night following up from the night before. Candidates wishing to abolish private health insurance. Kamala Harris, after flip-flopping, flipped back. She said last night, yes, she would, in fact, abolish private health insurance. Her hand went up when that question was asked. Kirsten Gillibrand talking more about that.
Who here would abolish their private health insurance in favor of a government-run plan?
Yeah.
All right. Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Gillibrand.
Yeah, so now it's my turn.
Go ahead.
So this is a very important issue. So the plan that Senator Sanders and I and others support, Medicare for All, is how you get to single payer. But it has a buy-in transition period, which is really important. In 2005, when I ran for Congress in a 2-to-1 Republican district, I actually ran on Medicare for All, and I won that 2-to-1 Republican district twice. And the way I formulated it was simple. Anyone who doesn't have access to insurance they like, they could buy in at a percentage of income they could afford. So that's what we put into the transition period for our Medicare for All plan. I believe we need to get to universal health care as a right, not a privilege, to single payer. The quickest way you get there is you create competition with the insurers. God bless the insurers. If they want to compete, they can certainly try. But they've never put people over their profits, and I doubt they ever will. So what will happen is people will choose Medicare, you will transition, we will get to Medicare for All, and then your step to single payer is so short, I would make it an earned benefit, just like Social Security, so that you buy in your whole life, it is right. Always there for you, and it's permanent, and it's universal. Senator,
that's scary. The path is so short. The path is so short to single payer under a President Gillibrand. The good news is we don't have to worry about that because Kirsten Gillibrand's not going to win. But Bernie Sanders certainly might. He's running second in most polls. Don't think he had a great night. We'll hear some of Bernie Sanders later. Also later on in the hour, the exchange on race between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden that people might be talking about today. After the break, Dr. Michael Bussler will talk a little more about Bernie Sanders, socialism, and the youth. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.